friend Marcia Raubach is joining us this morning. Marcia, how are you, ma'am?
I'm great.
I'm glad to hear it, and especially when you can say I'm great after the kickoff last night and the weather giving you the break you needed to kick off the Old King Cole Festival.
It was a beautiful evening. We were certainly grateful that the clouds went away, the rain went away, and not a drop of rain on the festival. So we're ready now for day two.
I love Cole, the theme this year.
That's our committee. That's West Frankfort, Southern Illinois. We love Cole.
It's kind of interesting, you know, with Cole right now, it being the subject that it is, with the national attention and the change, of course, of the administration and whether they, we can rebreathe some life into Cole. So you can bet at various times around this weekend, the Old King Cole Festival, that subject will come up. But we want to talk about the festival. What time's the parade tomorrow?
It's at 1 o'clock. It will start at the Armory and go east down Main Street.
And really, as we said, sunny and 75 tomorrow. You really couldn't ask for more.
Not a better weather report.
All right. So, you know, when after the years that you and I have talked, if there's one, it's about having fun. It's about having music. Music is a big focus, and it starts tonight. Is it Lugiton tonight?
Lugiton comes on after Blend. Blend will open up, and they'll be on the stage at 6:30. And, of course, all of our music this year kind of goes back to the 50s, 60s, 70s. You know, last night we had, you know, the Elvis, the Johnny Cash on the stage. It was great. And tonight, of course, Blend does the great doo-wop music, and Lugiton with his blues. You know, everybody loves that. And we just continue it on, like tomorrow evening, with the Johnny Cash tribute band and Brat Pack, then bringing the music of the 80s.
And then Sunday at 1 o'clock, you do a whole new lineup that seems to be pretty much country-based.
It is country on Sunday, and of course, they go back, you know, they say a lot of their favorite groups are Waylon Jennings and a lot of the great country music coming out of the 70s, 60s, and 70s up till today. So, I mean, everybody enjoys country music, so we're glad to have Cadillac Jones on the stage Sunday afternoon.
All right, what kind of food you got? Have you got some funnel cakes?
Well, the food's great. I mean, you can't deny that. I mean, the lures and what they bring in as far as Midway food, it's everything you could imagine, and everything that's old, everything that's new. And then we have, you know, other food on the food booth. We have barbecues and tacos in a bag, and the food's everywhere. That's part of a Old King Cole Festival or any festival going on.
Yeah, but you know, not every festival has a coal miners memorial. On the serious note, you know, this there, every one of us, for the residents that have been here for a long time, we've lost members of our family in coal mines, whether it was black lung or something worse. And you have a memorial that's prior to that 1 p.m. Saturday parade. This starts at 10 o'clock.
Right. We will be down at Coal Miners Memorial Park, and we will have a beautiful memorial service. We have Phil Gannett, president of Illinois Coal Association, that always comes in and does a wonderful tribute to the miners, and he always, we always remember the miners that have lost their lives. See, that continues. And we have a memorial each year for those that may have lost their life in the year, you know, leading up to this year's festival. And, of course, we're right there at the Orient No. 2 Memorial, which is a reminder of that big explosion where 119 miners died in 1951.
Right. And then, you know what? The list of people is long. I've always found that, you know, kind of, wow. It's bigger than you think when you see it like that. That's always my first takeaway, is so many?
And they were from all over Southern Illinois, Tom. It was, the most from Benton and West Frankfort, but there were coal miners from Heron that lost their life in that explosion. And if you look at the towns represented, it affected the whole area.
I find the last names interesting because I recognize the last names.
Right, and of course our Old King Cole this year, Charlie Bartoni, Jr., his father was one of those that lost his life in the Orient No. 2 explosion.
Right, so he reigns over the Old King Cole Festival along with Prince's Flame, which I think was named back in April, right?
Yes, yes. Our pageant always goes on a little prior to the festival starting. And so, yes, Princess Flame and O King Cole, they were there last night in all their glory, crowns and robes, and greeting everybody. And I think they had a good time. We had a lot of interest, and even O King Cole went to a schoolroom yesterday and told and wore his crown and his robe and told everybody about O King Cole and autographed our souvenir book for them. But yes, Lexi Tourville, who is our 2017 Princess Flame, she's from Murfreesboro, and she'll be right in the middle of everything too, along with our O King Cole.
Before I let you go, we talked about the bands like Lou Dijon and all the items that are going on, and you know, the doo-wop and Saturday and Sunday. I think I failed to mention that this is free. The entertainment's free.
Yes, yes. All entertainment is free at the main stage, and just, you know, we encourage people to bring their lawn chairs. They can sit out and enjoy the music and get some food and just spend a whole evening there. And if they have children, let them enjoy the midway.
All right, so midway hours are?
It opens again at 5 o'clock tonight, and tomorrow the midway opens at 1, which is the same time as the parade. And, of course, Sunday we come back with Family Day, where all rides take a ticket. So, you know, this is a busy weekend for everybody, and if they didn't have a chance to get to the midway before Sunday, they can come Sunday and enjoy Family Day, you know, where they can ride any ride for one ticket.
The Water Festival and the Old King Cole Festival, you think they feed off each other when it comes to attendance?
Well, I think that a lot of people think, well, I can go to Franklin County. I can do both. And the parades are at different times, and that really kind of makes it convenient for people that want to be in a parade. They can do two parades in one day instead of having two weekends tied up and, of course, then going on to Heron Festa.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't see it as a conflict. I see it as something positive.
Yeah, as an enhancement. I really do, too. And, you know, more come all, come one, come all, the more the merrier, really,
right,
when it comes to things
right
like this, and come up and spend the day. So, Marcia, I want to tell you, first off, thanks for your time, and good luck the rest of the weekend. It looks like the weather is playing right into your hand for attendance this weekend.
It's going to be perfect. Weather-wise, as far as temperature and lots of sunshine.